Welcome back to the show. We're on episode 130, and we're going to talk about leaving an induction. Because if you truly want to be informed of all of your options, you need to know that option exists. If someone is talking to you about induction, I guarantee you, I'm the only one telling you that you can leave your induction, that you can stop your induction, but you need to know that that's an option. And I actually have seen it a couple of times. I've seen a mom decide to not go through with an induction after it had started and go on being pregnant. And then she actually had a home birth after that. And I've seen the hospital stop an induction that wasn't progressing and instead sent mom home to continue being pregnant and to let labor start on its own. So absolutely, if nobody is telling you, you can be the decision maker in stopping an induction and going home. I'm telling you, you absolutely have that option available to you. And you know, one thing that I don't think I made clear in this episode, listening back to it, is if you want to keep the option open to stop your induction, you never let them break your waters. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that that was very clear. You'll understand more once you start listening to the episode, because I go into detail on kind of the options and like what really makes sense and would be a good choice to leave, and then maybe when it wouldn't be a great choice to leave. So let's get informed together. This is not your average birth podcast, because you are not the average mom. Welcome to Unapologetically Unmedicated. I'm your host, Fierce Lizzie, and I am unapologetic when it comes to normal, physiologic, unmedicated birth. I want you to have your best birth, because I know that an empowered birth leads to an empowered motherhood. If you want to be the boss of your birth and do birth your way, it's time to get informed, educated, and empowered. I had a crazy dream the other night where I was pregnant. Now, this is another weird thing that I'll just share with you for no reason at all, but maybe if there's anyone else that's like this, I think it's fascinating, because I think it has to do with like our innate desires and like physiology. But every time I'm ovulating, I have either really like intimate dreams, or I have dreams that I'm pregnant, which is nutso, because that's like when I can get pregnant, right? So it's wild that my subconscious is like sending me these messages. But so this last cycle, I had a pregnant dream, and I was pregnant. And in my dream, I was like in the hospital. And if you've ever had a birth dream, you're never in pain. I don't think you're ever in pain ever in your dreams. There is no pain. But in my dream, I was like in the hospital, and I was being induced. And it was like I had been there for a while, and I had like all these wires coming off of me, which is kind of what it feels like when you're being induced or when you're just in the hospital. And this is absolutely how I never would birth like this, right? And what's crazy is usually my pregnancy dreams are me just like having the baby, like surprise, like all of a sudden the baby comes out. It's like so easy, and I just catch the baby and it's like at home, or it's like never like in a hospital setting. It's always like these super simple, fast kind of births that just like happen, right? And so this was weird that I was in the hospital, and it was almost like I had like woken up, not from like in my dream. I had like opened my eyes and was like, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. I don't want an induction. And I like took off all the wires, and I like left and went home to have my baby, which I don't think I ever finished the dream. But that dream, isn't that crazy? And so, well, that's what we're going to talk about, is leaving an induction. And when I started to outline this episode, the very first thing I wanted to say was like, just don't get induced. Because if you can wait for labor to start with an induction, like when you have an induction, your baby's not born right away. It takes some like 3 days for a responsible induction. If you're getting induced, it should take many days, because that is how labor works. Like, we're trying to mimic labor. We're trying to make it safe, right? So if you can wait for labor to start with an induction, it's very likely that you can just wait for labor to start, depending on what's going on, okay? Depending on how pregnant you are and exactly what is your risk factor. So low-risk moms don't just go get induced and then you don't have to leave the induction. You don't have to like change your mind and leave the induction if you just decide, okay, I'm not going to be induced for just any old reason, right? And I actually recently got this question, like, okay, if I have to have a legitimate induction, which everyone's definition of that is different, but what's the best way to go about that? And I didn't want to answer the question. I was like, I can't answer that, because if you're low risk and if your goal is an unmedicated birth, there is no best practice. There is no best way around it. You have just medicalized your birth. You've just medicalized your birth. And it's so, so important to know the reasons that the hospital likes to induce, like when they want to induce, and know that a lot of those reasons for induction are BS. And I mean, of course I'm going to say that, right? But, and they're also not supported by evidence, meaning there is research that shows that, let's say, an induction for due dates. So an induction just because you've hit 40 weeks, research shows that induction does not improve outcomes in that situation. Okay. So moms that waited, moms that were induced, that's what it means to say that evidence doesn't support it. Like, there is no compelling evidence to show that an induction for due dates actually makes outcomes better. So really, really, really know your stuff, because the hospital will make it seem like if you don't get induced, then everyone's going to die. And that's just not, most of the time, it's not true. Okay. So let's get into the actual leaving the induction. Now, why might a mom want to leave an induction? I think in most cases, this would be like when a mom, you know, it's just changing her mind, right? Maybe the induction isn't going well, either like it's just not working or it's becoming like unmanageable. So a mom wants like an unmedicated birth. She started an induction and she's realizing like, or some combination of the two, right? Like, we're not progressing. It's becoming unmanageable. I'm going to need like an epidural, or like I'm heading towards a C-section, right? That's a quick way to change your mind. And I want you to know you can change your mind. It also could be kind of like my dream, right? Or it's just like, you wake up, it's a sign from God that like, hey, wait, I am not supposed to be here. Whatever the reason, you can stop an induction. And that's what I want you to know. That's what I want you to take away from this episode, is you have more power and control than you think. You do not need to let anyone tell you what to do. I mean, myself included, right? You don't need to do what I say, but you do owe it to yourself to know all of your options and to be the freaking boss, to be the one actually making the decisions, not just being told what to do. And if you didn't know this already, this is exactly what I help moms with inside of my program, Unmedicated Academy. You'll learn all about your options, how to support an unmedicated birth in an over-medicalized setting, and how to be the boss of your birth so that you truly are in control of every decision, not even just in your birth, but from as soon as you enroll in pregnancy through meeting your baby. And what's great is this being informed and empowered, like, doesn't stop at your birth. It extends into your motherhood as well, because believe me, you are the best advocate for your baby. Nobody cares more about your baby than you. So if you're listening to this in real time, I'm enrolling June moms this month so that we can work together for 2 whole months before your guest date month. That way you have all the confidence and all the know-how to be able to be the boss of your birth and get the birth that you are dreaming of. So let's get back to leaving. Let's say you agree to an induction, maybe you were coerced, right? You weren't really sure, you were on the fence, you kind of agreed and you've started this induction process. Maybe you've started like cervical ripeners, or maybe not, maybe your cervix was already soft and dilating. That's another thing to know, you knowing how ready your body is for labor, like understanding the Bishop score and how successful an induction may be given where you are, because this is why we hear so many moms say, my induction was great. I loved my induction. And we hear other moms say, I'm never having a baby again after that. That was the most traumatic thing I ever experienced. Well, it varies greatly based on how ready that mom was for labor. And also it varies greatly on what that mom was hoping for her labor. Okay. Because if you're hoping for an unmedicated birth, we already talked about this, you know, it's putting you on that medicated path. It's going to make that unmedicated birth almost impossible. Impossible. I'm having a hard time with words. I'm at that point in my cycle where words kind of, I get tripped up. So it's showing today. So let's say they've already started the induction, whether they've done cervical ripeners, Pitocin, or just one or the other. And you decide like, I don't want to do this. I want to leave. This isn't working. This is not what I want. You can stop it all and go home. So even if they've started medications, if labor is not progressing, instead of doing more interventions, it is an option to just stop whatever medications you've received already. And either, well, you have two options, right? You can go home, stop everything and go home. Like if labor wasn't happening, like you can just keep being pregnant. The hospital is not going to like this, but it is an option. So if you're not progressing, labor's not moving along, you can just be pregnant for a little longer and try again or wait for labor to start on its own. Now, another reason that a mom might want to stop an induction is if the baby is showing signs of distress. So you can stop the Pitocin or whatever kind of drug you've been receiving to see if that resolves it. So you can stop that induction. And if the baby is now doing better, well, doesn't it make sense to just to stay stopping, not to like turn the drugs back on that were causing distress? So stop the induction and go home. Or let's say you stop the induction and labor is progressing. Like you can see if labor will just continue on its own. So you can stop the induction and still stay and have your baby. Of course, you know, I will say it is unlikely that a labor will continue on its own when it was started artificially, again, unless your body was already ready for labor, unless you were just right there and that induction pushed you over the edge and now your body was already ready and it's going to take over. But in most cases, just know that once we take that medicated route, again, I think I said this in a couple podcast episodes ago, it's hard to jump off that speed train over to a physiologic birth. You're on a different freaking train track, okay? Once you start that induction, you are on a different train track. So it is more difficult to get back on that unmedicated route, which is why I opened the episode with just not being induced at all. You could literally leave at any time. Like they can't keep you in the hospital if you want to leave. So like even if you were 10 centimeters dilated and they were like, you have to push on your back, you could be like, screw you all. I'm having my baby at home because it's not illegal. You can discharge me now. And they would make you sign against medical advice because to them, it's really scary for you to leave because now you're a huge liability. So once you sign that liability over, you can leave if you want. Okay. I just want you to know that it's a little extreme, right? But it's a possibility. Now, of course, I think most of us, if we were 10 centimeters, we probably wouldn't leave, right? So there are some circumstances where it wouldn't make sense to leave during an induction. One of those being like if your waters are broken. Because if they've broken your waters as part of the induction process, the risk for infections and other complications is higher now with your waters broken. So now you really do need to like get the baby out within a certain kind of time frame. Now, I'm not saying it has to be 5 hours or even 24 hours, right? But there are more risks. So it doesn't make sense in that case to stop an induction and leave if they've broken your waters as part of that induction. Whereas if they hadn't broken your waters, you could just go back to being pregnant for a few more days, right? And try again well, like later, try an induction later, or wait for labor to start on its own. You can't continue being pregnant if your waters are broken. Another time that it might not quite make sense to leave an induction is like if it's working, right? If you're in active labor, it's clear your baby is close to being born. Of course, you can always stop the induction, but it really doesn't make sense to leave if you're gonna plan on just like coming back real quick, right? Because at this point, it's likely that the induction is working and hopefully it's not gonna result in some of the bigger risks like, you know, a cesarean or fetal distress. Like if you've made it this far, it's more likely that everything's going to continue kind of smoothly. But I mean, there still are risks with an induction. Even the most successful induction still has a lot of risk. I mean, the biggest risk being fetal distress, but also increased risk of postpartum hemorrhage. I mean, just losing your unmedicated birth sucks for a lot of moms. Like if you have to get an epidural, right? Because it's too painful with the induction, needing a vacuum assisted birth or like having to push for a lot longer. Those are risks. Having a longer recovery postpartum. All of these are pretty common risks with an induction. So it's like all the opposite reasons why we choose an unmedicated birth is what you're getting when you have an induction. And one of the biggest reasons mom choose an unmedicated birth is because they like being in control. And that's how it can be when you get on that induction train, is because it's like, oh, well, we're inducing you, so you're higher risk now, so we need to monitor you more. Oh, we're inducing you, we need to make sure the drugs are working, so we have to do cervical checks. So there's just all of these things that come along with an induction that oftentimes a mom did not think out beforehand. Okay, so to recap, you can leave an induction at any point. At any point. You can leave the hospital at any point. But once they break your waters or once you kind of hit active labor, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to leave. Of course, you can do what you want. Don't let me tell you what to do, right? But it could make sense to stop an induction and see if you can continue labor on your own, right? If you're in that active labor, right? Now, I just heard a question pop into someone's head that's listening, because we're talking about waters being broken. Well, what if my waters break and they're wanting to induce me? Because that's really common. It's a very common routine intervention that a mom who goes into the hospital because her waters have broken, they want to start Pitocin. And in that case, your waters broke spontaneously. Your waters didn't break because, you know, someone else broke your waters. So we haven't actually disturbed the birth process yet. You are still having a physiologic birth. It still started spontaneously. That's great. Maybe it's not ideal. We definitely don't want our waters to break first because we want labor to start first, but it still is a physiologic birth and you still can have an unmedicated birth and there is no need to induce yet. Okay, waters breaking is the start of labor, and it's a perfectly fine option for most moms to wait and see if labor starts on its own after waters break. This is another big topic that we cover extensively inside of Unmedicated Academy so that you can make an informed choice, because that was like the biggest mistakes that I made with my first two were going into the hospital as soon as my waters broke and them wanting to rush things along, because when I got to the hospital, I was in really early labor. And if my waters hadn't broke, I wouldn't have gone in. I would have been doing this early labor at home, right? So it's like all this unnecessary time being in the hospital where they're maybe pressuring you to do interventions, where you're doing more cervical checks if you're agreeing to those, right? So you do need to make a plan for what you're going to do if your waters break. And luckily, you can work on some things with your nutrition to make it less likely that your waters break. Waters breaking before labor starts only happens in 10% of births, but lucky me, it happened to me 2 out of 3 times. But with my third, I really worked on building a strong sac. And that's actually something I teach inside of the birth prep class. So if you haven't watched the birth prep class, be sure to enroll in that. It's a free class where I teach you a bunch of different things that you can do to prep for birth, or really specifically prep for an unmedicated birth. And I'll link to that in the show notes. If you enjoyed this episode, I know you're going to love my birth program. Unmedicated Academy is a comprehensive birth education that is not only going to have you feeling prepared, educated, and confident for your birth, but you'll also walk away knowing all of your options, all of your birthrights, and have killer advocacy skills so that you hold the power in your birth. The podcast is just a little taste of what you'll get inside the program. Are you ready to go all in? You can learn more about Unmedicated Academy at fiercelizzie.com/academy.